Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We understand the pain when you go out with somebody, you feel like everything is good, and then just never hear from them again. It's our God Ghosted segment. We're here to help. Waiting by the phone, Alex and Sarah. Say hi to Karen.
Karen!
Hey!
Hi.
Karen!
Oh, man.
Hey!
Hey, not all Karens are Karens.
Right?
And hopefully this
please,
Karen is not a Karen.
Spread the word.
All right, so what happened with Brett?
Well, you know what? I'm so tired of spending the night with guys and then them not calling. And Brett is the same way. He calls me like every 2 weeks. And, you know, it's probably my fault. I fall for it every time. And he'll say, like, oh, he's just busy, you know, and then he'll take me out. And I totally, like, it really feels like he was just busy, you know what I mean? And he'll, like, wine and dine me and all that. And then I'll go back to his place, and then he ghosts me. So this time it's actually been over 3 weeks, and I haven't heard anything. I'm fed up, and I'm wondering what the heck's going on.
Let's call him.
Hello?
Hello, Brett?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I knew we were calling you, but you totally took me off guard.
Totally. His voice threw me off. It's just so high. Like, usually early this early, it's like, hello.
Hey, don't hang up. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're calling you for the morning show on Mix 94.7 for our segment called Waiting by the Phone. Also want you to say hi to Karen. We have her on the line as well. Now, we're not calling for any other reason but just to help Karen get some closure. She said that you guys have been talking, and then you disappear, and then you come back, and then you disappear, and that's what we do on this segment. We try to get to the bottom of it. So, how you doing?
Hi, Karen. I'm good.
Hey.
Brett, Karen just really wants to know the answer to the question of, like, what did she do that makes you vanish?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
You know, I got her back to my place, and you know, things, they were good, but I have security cameras at my place. So I looked at the cameras in the morning. I noticed that she had gotten up and was roaming around my house, which is cool, you know. And I see her on the cameras. She made a sandwich.
Which, oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, man, she didn't eat much on the date, which I was like, she's probably hungry, which is cool. Hey, make me a sandwich. Go ahead, girl.
Oh, man.
You know, that didn't creep me out, but check this out. Once she finished the sandwich, she started going through, like, my drawers and stuff, and that's when I was like, oh, hell no.
Okay, yeah. All right. Stand by for a second.
Yep.
Karen, that's a big no-no, girl.
Look at her laughing.
Is that true?
Okay, look, I'm not going to deny it, but, like, it's not that big of a deal. Everybody does that. Mm-hmm. Like,
yep.
You've never snooped in someone's house. Come on.
Yep, everybody does it.
Wait, hold on. No, ma'am. Not everybody does it.
Yes, sir.
I know that you disagree, Sarah, because you came over to my house one time and crept in every single drawer and cabinet, so I know you do it.
Yeah.
But to me, it's one of the most disrespectful things that you can do at someone's house is to go snooping through their stuff.
That you've been over at a girl's house in the bathroom, door closed, and you haven't opened up a medicine cabinet or a drawer.
Yeah, Brett, okay. I mean, okay, but I'm not going through all their stuff. Yes,
you.
I mean, I would be lying if I didn't say that maybe I had opened a drawer or two.
Come on. Everybody just, like, does a little peek. You're just researching. That's all you're doing. You're just researching. Yes. Due diligence.
No. I mean, the little drawers and this and that is fine. But Karen, you were going through my mail.
The mail, Karen?
Open anything?
Just flipping through.
Just flipping through.
Just seeing what you get. Just looking for some good coupons.
Wait, hold on. Brett, if this bothered you so much, and understandably so, why didn't you say something to her in the morning?
Look, I don't like drama. And this is immediately going to cause drama. And I didn't want to embarrass her. I'm just like, all right, you know, I'm done with her. That's it. And no drama. Goodbye. That's it.
I really don't think it's that big of a deal.
Here's the thing. You're in the middle of the night. You make a sandwich. You're just chilling. You just stop and look at your sandwich. I mean, you get bored and you just look around and start just looking at the stuff.
Both of y'all need to zip it right now. There is no excuse to go snooping in someone's house. It's not cool.
Turn on the TV or something. What are you doing? I'm going through my mail.
I tell you what, though. You find out who the real person is when you do that. Like, I once was dating this girl, and I went to the bathroom, her apartment, and I was in her bathroom, and I opened back her shower curtain just look inside, and the shower floor was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life, and I could never look at her feet the same again.
I can understand that. And Sarah, it doesn't surprise me because I know her history, but you, Alex, just to say that it's okay to go snooping through someone's home is a little surprising.
Well, snooping in certain things, like the kitchen area, is fine. You don't hide stuff in the kitchen drawers and all that, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Same thing with mail. And by the way, who gets mail anymore?
All of us?
Every day.
I get junk all the time, never good stuff.
All right. So, Brett, are you saying that you don't think there's any reconciliation possible here?
No, not a chance.
No.
Damn, that's cold. Not a chance. You can just say no.
Well, Karen, don't listen to Sarah. I agree. Snooping,
really,
not a good idea.
Here. Come on now. If she's going through my mail, what else is she going to go through? Get it through your head.
I think, Brett, you're going to be single forever if you have a problem with this. Everybody does it.
Okay.
Learned here is just look for security cameras.
Seriously, next time notice for that.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.